Hello.
Hello. Yes, Angela. Okay,
Yes.
we got that sorted out.
I hope so.
Okay, now enter your passcode. It's asking you for a passcode.
Yes.
Okay, enter the passcode 0786.
Yes.
Now, once you have done that, now let me just check. One of the rows here. What do you see right now?
It says send your first transfer, and it's got the name at RevTag phone, and get started.
Okay. Just give me a second.
Yes.
Settle expenses. Just give me a second, please. What do you see right now?
I see numbers and directory and account balance and account last payment,
All right.
agency postal.
We'll click on the back arrow. Just give me a second. All right, just give me a second. Let me just see what can be done. Just give me a moment, okay?
Okay.
What do you see right now, Angela?
$25.01 Australian dollars, add money, and then all the transactions.
Okay. Just bear with me. Are you there, Angela?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Everything's gone.
Yeah, what is happening is because of your internet working slow,
well,
yeah, is coming up. Now,
what did you see? I see the 4,421, and that's changing all the time. Invest, investments, Bitcoin, and analytics.
Okay, just give me a second. Let me just speed up things a little bit.
This is a country town, and it's not in a good internet area anyway.
I understand that.
It's busy, and that's why everyone's using it.
Okay. Now what do you see?
Send to or invite friends to make your first crypto transfer.
Click on send to.
Yeah, and it's back to the page with the money on it.
Okay, so each time you're clicking on send to, it's coming to the same thing, right?
Yes, yes.
All right. Give me a second.
Yeah.
We'll just see what to do. Now what has come up?
Bitcoin, buy, sell, send, and 35,120 come up, and a graph. Overview, new orders, invite friends. Send Bitcoin.
Now what do you see?
Send Bitcoin, invite friends with the blue card.
Click on send Bitcoin. Okay, each time you're clicking on send, it's coming to the same page, right?
Yes. Well, it's the arrow going back that says send, yes. And it goes back to what you originally was there.
All right.
I think the only way you can send is to invite friends to make your first transfer.
No.
No?
Okay, what do you do right now?
Fine. Send BTC and the heart, invite friends, and a back arrow.
Okay. There's a back arrow. There is an option called send BTC, which is the back arrow.
That is the back arrow. If I want to send BTC, I have to press the back arrow, because when I press send BTC, nothing happens.
Okay, click on send BTC. Click on the back arrow. No problem.
Yep.
All right.
Now it says sell BTC.
All right. Let me just check one thing. If it's not happening, then we have to sell and get it done. 4419. Just hold on, okay?
Yes, yes, that's okay.
What do you see, Angela?
Pound details, individuals, Australia, Australian dollar, account number, the BSB code. First and middle name to go in.
Okay. Leave it. Do mm-hmm. one thing. Right now I'll close your Revolut and
yep.
you need to re-log into the Revolut once again, okay?
Okay.
Just give me a second. Okay, open up the Revolut again. Open up the Revolut.
Okay.
You've opened it?
Yes, it's opened. It's come up to 4,375.
All right. Now what do you see?
Send money, and it's got INR balance 4,375 arriving today.
What does it show?
Send money,
mm-hmm.
and then it's got the box INR and the balance.
Okay. Do one thing. Click on send money.
Yep.
Click on send money.
Yep. Select destination.
Let's come to select destination.
Yes.
Now what comes up?
Send money, INR, and the balance.
Okay. Click. It's showing you send money, then it shows INR
yes.
and the balance, right? Click on INR.
Indian rupee.
Okay. Does it show AUD?
Underneath there's AUD.
Okay, select AUD.
It's gone back to INR now. And now AUD's come up.
Okay. Now what does it show?
AUD and the flashing dollar sign.
Flashing dollar sign, right?
Yes. And it shows the balance. 4,375.
Okay. Choose the balance. 4,375. The balance?
Yep. Australian dollar.
Yeah,
yep.
Yes. Now what does it show you?
The same, Australian dollar, and it says reference sent from Revolt.
Showing you reference sent from mobile.
Revolt, underneath. Okay. The Australian dollar. But the dollar sign's still flashing. And above it says send money.
Okay, and below that, what does it show? Send with?
Send Revolt. Reference, send Revolt.
Okay, click on that.
And right down the bottom, it says arriving the 27th of February.
Arriving at?
The 27th of February.
Arriving at 27th of February.
Yes. And the reference is sent from Revolt.
Okay. Do one thing. Let's not do that.
Okay.
And have you got the Revolut card? Have you received it?
Not that I know of. There are some emails that I haven't opened.
Okay, do one thing. Open up those emails. Open up those emails. Close this Revolut for now. Close it.
I think you closed it.
Oh, it's closed?
Yeah. It says, Revolut, Angela, your card has... I haven't opened that. Do you want me to open it?
Yeah. Open it.
Your card has been detached. Track card's progress. Track your card.
Okay, showing your card has been dispatched, right?
Yes.
Track your card progress. Click on track. Click on track.
I've done that. It's just slow. Very, very slow. Yep. Loading the web page now. Enter your tracking number.
You know your tracking number, it'll come up automatically.
It did, yes. It says consent settings strictly necessary, only accept all.
Click on accept all.
Okay. Estimated delivery date, the 7th of the 3rd. 23, end by end of day.
Second of the 3rd, that means on...
7th of the 3rd.
Oh, my God.
Estimated delivery date, yeah.
7th.
Is that going to come by post, is it?
Yeah, it's going to come by post.
It says from Warsaw, Poland. To Cairns, Australia.
Yes. So 7th is falling on
the 3rd. I don't know what day that is.
The 7th is falling on Tuesday.
Yep. Not this Tuesday, it'll be next Tuesday.
No. The next to next week it'll be.
Yes, a fortnight.
Yes. So all right. This is done.
It's a long time away.
Close this.
Okay.
Close this email and go back to another email that you have received from XE. What is that email?
X customer request. Oh, how would you rate their support? They'd love to hear from me what I thought of their
No, leave it. Leave it.
I'll close that?
Yeah, leave that. No problem with that.
Yeah. And Revolt, there's another one for Revolt. I'll open that.
Yeah, open it.
Just my card's on its way.
Oh, okay.
Can I delete that?
Yeah, you can delete it.
Because I like to clear it all. And then another one from Revolt. I'll open that.
Let that be, let that be. That is just a verifying the email. So let that be. Okay. Now you open up the Revolut once again. Open up the Revolut once again.
It's open. It's come
all
up
right.
With 4375 add money.
Okay, let's try this one now.
Okay.
After this, what do you tell me?
Send money, it says. INR.
Mm-hmm.
And the balance. 4375.
Okay, click on send money.
Select destination.
Okay, it's kind of showing you select destination, right? Select the destination.
Yes.
Just type IND.
Doesn't know where to send to type it.
Okay, just give me a moment, it'll come up. You leave it?
Okay. Yep. Now search for country, yes.
Yes.
What do you want me to put in, or are you putting it in? IND?
IND, yes.
Yep. Available countries, India or Indonesia. Send money's come up. INR.
Okay. So it's showing you send money, INR. And any other option?
No, just to put money in. Or I can... The numbers that... I can... Put the money in by these numbers.
Okay, put the amount.
How much?
How much is it showing you in INR, or is it showing you in some other thing?
It's dollars. Yeah.
Dollars, right? Yeah. Just enter the how much is there on the Revolut? 44.
Okay.
Or is it
4375?
Or just put 4360.
Yep, nothing's happening. And it's sent 550 minimum amount.
What does it show you?
Underneath the 360, it's got 550 minimum, IMUM.
550. Okay, like, did you put in, what is the amount that you have put in?
360.
Maybe you have... Okay, delete the amount. First, delete the amount. Delete the entire amount.
Yes.
And enter the AUD amount. That will be 4360.
4360.
Yes.
It's got continue.
Click on continue.
Reason for payment.
All right. Just give me a second. Click on education. Do you see any option which says education?
No, hotel come up. Thank you,
okay.
India. Hotel. Reason for payment, hotel.
Okay. You selected hotel. Click on send.
It's got transfer. Create a beneficiary to make your first transfer.
Okay, it's showing you transfer. Create a beneficiary to make your first transfer, right? Click on create a beneficiary.
Yes.
Now what does it show you?
Individual, business, country, recipient, bank, currency,
okay.
Account number. Yes. First and
okay.
Full name, last name.
Okay, enter, and do you see any option which says individual?
Yes.
Click on individual.
Yep. Yeah, individuals come up in dark letters. Country
okay.
of recipient bank is the next one.
Country of?
Recipient bank, India.
Okay, select India.
Nothing's coming up. I'm pressing, but nothing's coming up.
Okay. Does it show you like enter? Nothing is coming up.
It's all in shadow. The only thing that's bright is account details and individual. The rest is
okay.
all in shadow.
Click on account now. Account details.
It says transfer, create a beneficiary.
Click on create a beneficiary.
Yeah. And the same's come up, account details, individual. But it's not in color. Not bright.
Okay, do you see it's asking you for account number?
Yeah.
Okay, enter. I'm giving you the account number. Enter the account number.
Yep.
That will be 1960.
Wait there. 1960. Yes.
104.
100. 100.
150.
Yes.
408.
408, yes.
Now, can you just confirm me the account number once again?
1960-104-000-150-408.
Yeah, that's correct. Now, just underneath that, what does it show you?
IFSC. And cross
IFSC,
and
right?
Star.
Okay.
Yes.
Enter the IFSC. That will be IBKL.
Wait there. You're all blurred. Press on IFC.
Yes. Click on IFSC.
Yes.
Now enter the IFSC in capital, okay? It will be in capital.
Yes.
IBK. I as in India.
IBK.
I as in India, B as in Bravo, K as in Kite,
yes.
L as in London.
Yes. No.
Zero,
yes.
Zero, zero. After that, 000.
Yes.
1960.
It says the entered value is incomplete or invalid. So after the three zeros, what's coming?
1960.
1960. Right.
Yes.
Yep. That's good.
Now, underneath that, what does it show you?
First and middle name.
Okay. Enter the first name.
Yes.
That will be AJAY. AJ.
AJAY.
Okay.
Yes. The middle name.
There's no middle name. Do you see the last name?
Last name, yes.
Click on the last name.
Yes.
The last name would be K-U-M-A-R.
K-U-A-R.
M-A-R.
K-U-M-A.
M-A?
N-A?
R. R as in Romeo.
Yep. Right, yep. K-U-N-A-R. Yep.
Yes. That'll be Kumar, okay?
Tuna, yeah.
Kumar, yes. Now what does it show you after?
K-U-N-A-R.
I'll spell that out for you.
Is it N for Nelly or N?
M for mother.
Oh, okay. Well, I have to go back. K-U-M-A-R.
Yes.
Yeah, K-U-M-A-R. Right.
Yes.
Okay. Email.
It's asking you for email address?
It's optional. It's optional, the email.
Okay, leave it. What is the next option?
Well, it's add recipient. Let me get rid of that. First and middle names, away. Email. Add recipient.
Okay, click on add recipient.
Yep.
Reason for transfer. Type over the hotel. You have typed in over the hotel. Oh, you have made a mistake. You have made a mistake. The name, you have made a mistake. It's Away Kumar you have made. It'll be AJ. Now what do you see?
Yeah, it's gone away. Yeah.
What do you see now?
Away. So I put in what you said, but that changes it with the spell check. So what is it? AJ?
AJAY.
AY. Yeah, that's what I put in, but it changed to away.
Okay. Now click on add recipient.
Yes. Now is it right now? Can you see if it's right now? Because it changes.
Yes, now it's correct.
I see up top, yep. Okay, reason for transfer?
It'll be hotel.
Hotel, yes.
I know the year of birth. Okay, just give me a second.
This hotel. Yep. Need more characters.
You can do one thing. Just type over there. Expense for a holiday.
Right.
All right. Now year of birth is showing you year of birth. Put in your year of birth for beneficiary. Okay, it is for the beneficiary. Okay, enter the that'll be 27th of the 2nd, 1993.
Not coming up. Wait there, I'll put it in again. 27.
2702. Yeah, okay. Just give me a second.
Yeah. Might go in backwards. Year of birth, that's all they want.
Okay, click on continue.
It's come up recipient's address. Wait, the recipient with an invalid address. Transfers with an invalid address will be rejected. And the country's come up India and it says search address.
All right, just give me a second.
Okay.
made a mistake over here. What do you see right now?
Nothing. Just it's flashing on search address.
Okay, just give me a second.
Undo and extract text.
Okay. Give me a second, okay, ma'am?
Yes, that's okay.
Are you there, ma'am? Do one thing. I'm hanging up the call. I'm calling you back in 2 minutes. Will that be okay?
That's okay.
Yeah, in 2 minutes, I'm calling you back.
Yep, that's okay.